hands, simply. Dom reached up, then caught sight of his hand, the greenish tinge of goo-goo. Of course it was used on other worlds in exceptional circumstances and under strict license, but that made no difference. In popular mythology, any green man was a Widdershine. "I don't think you need bother too much," said the Fnob as they walked out. "Whoever this assassin is, I doubt if he'll be fooled by disguises. He is using probability math to put himself in the right place every time. He's not succeeded so far. Remember what happened at that tower. Don't bank on it." A small two-wheel Class 1 trundled towards them and tugged at Dom's cloak. "Lord Sabalos, bank will see you now. Two, follow me." It rolled away on its balloon tyres. They followed it at a walking pace. Dom looked around him and made no attempt to disguise his awe. He was beginning to feel like a rube anyway. The times he had left CY's system were few enough, but he closed his mouth firmly when he found it was hanging open. The main cavern had been opened out near the North Temperate Fault, the result of an ancient computer quake that had slid two continent-sized silicon slabs together and created several quintillion important circuits. It had happened when Earth was still molten. Historians suggested that it had marked the awakening of the bank, the colossal, thundering moment between dead piezoelectric rock and sapience. On this point, as on many concerning its personal history, the bank was silent. The robot led them up a shallow slope against the fault and into a branching tunnel hewn from the living, it was a fair statement, rock. The pinpoints clustered thickly here. A sphincter door open, they went in.
"Dom, come right in."
The room was small and brightly lit. Thick carpets covered the floor, and there was a large potted palm in the corner. Against the far wall was a desk, simply furnished. A robot sat behind it. It had been stripped of most of its outer casing, including its head, and was strung about with auxiliary equipment. Ropes of cables connected it to the wall. It was smoking a cigar through an extended tube.
"Greetings to you, Hirsch Huggen."
Dom stared at the cigar.
"Not primarily an affectation," said the bank. "There is a certain sensual pleasure, you understand, and it helps to put some of my more nervous visitors at their ease. A robot is humanoid. When, on top of that, it is smoking a cigar, it is far more relaxing to converse with than—"
"A planet-sized computer," suggested Dom. "Hello, Godfather."
"I trust your family is in good health?"
"Reasonably so, when I left Widdershins," said Dom. "It's very good of you to see us."
"Not at all. I always have time for my godchildren, and Hirsch Huggen, of course, one of the more promising amateur students of the Joker mystery."
Hirsch Huggen nodded graciously. "Godchildren?" asked Dom, interested despite himself. I thought I was the only one."
"I have several thousand. It pleases me to see them grow up and make their way in the universe. And now, Dom, the subject concerning which you no doubt came here to consult me."
The red lights in the wall flared.
"I refer to the attempts on your life, your father's predictions, and your current quest, the failed assassinations first."
Dom told his story. Occasionally, the light patterns would change. At last, the robot laid down the cigar and the bank spoke.
"There is, you realize, one comforting aspect. These attempts failed. That suggests a fallible agent."
Dom sat back. "Yes, but the failures weren't... I mean, they were not natural. Something happened. I feel like a Same puppet, as if I was being moved about by a couple of players just so that I could fulfill some prediction."
"But you readily set out to find Joker's world without forethought."
He tried to think of an intelligent answer. None was forthcoming. Why had he been so ready? He was scared, yes, and wanted to run away. But there was most of the galaxy to see. It was an adventure. But he had to admit there was more to it. "It seemed the right thing at the time. I can't explain why," he said simply.
"You accepted fate. A Fnob would say, butter. A philosophic drosk would say you heard today's echo of tomorrow's scream. You acted out of unconscious foreknowledge."
Dom's shirt moved, and Ig poked his head out and blinked at the lights.
"As far as Widdershins is concerned, I find no reason why you should be killed. As far as senior planetary management is concerned, there are far worse in the galaxy. I have been running a probability program on you for several seconds. It appears that you will discover Joker's world. Now there is a general belief that the Joker Institute seeks out and kills all those it predicts may discover Joker's world. But that is mere conjecture.